From 2 billion television viewers to a private party with just a few friends. That's how Prince William and Catherine Middleton have decided to celebrate the first anniversary of their wedding day. And it's been a stellar performance so far by Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, taking to royal life with ease and grace. Robert Lacey is one of Britain's leading royal observers, and I spoke with him a little earlier. Robert, the headlines are brilliant today for the royal couple. The Sunday Times says Kate the Great wins us over, adding it's only been 12 months and already we wonder how did they ever manage without her. Is that a sentiment shared by most of the British population, do you think?
Yes, I think it is. She's been an incredible success, as you said. She's succeeded in the trick of being not Diana, but and avoiding many of her, I suppose she would have been mother-in-law's faults, but having the beauty and the charm and the attractiveness. And, of course, this is very important for the royal family. You said, you know, the anniversary focus is on her. Well, you see, you know, that's ultimately what it's all about. It's a new recruit. Monarchy, at the end of the day, is only as good as the people doing the job. And by everybody's verdict in Britain, certainly, and I think just about around the world to judge from the media, she's doing a fantastic job.
And let's talk about how she might have managed this, because it's not easy slotting into the royal family. Just ask Fergie or Diana if she was still alive. But and also to follow in the footsteps of Princess Diana, who had those things, beauty, charm and attractiveness, all of that. What is it that has helped Kate here? Is it all her own sort of maturity, or does she have good advisers?
Well, that's a very good point, Fran. I mean, let's not be too hard on poor Diana. She was a teenager when she first got involved in this game, and she finds herself married to a man who's given his heart to someone else. And so Kate has had it much easier. She's now coming up to 30. She, of course, has the virtue of having come from a very, very steady home. I mean, one of the lesser success stories of this year have been the Middletons, who, unlike the aristocratic Spencers, have not thrust themselves into the limelight. There's been no embarrassing brothers or, I mean, Pippa, perhaps, with her bottom at the wedding. She perhaps attracted inadvertent attention, but it's very interesting how William loves going to the Middletons for a Sunday lunch. And perhaps this is what this gives us a clue to one other reason for their success as a couple. They love ordinary things. When they went skiing recently in Switzerland, quite a normal middle-class occupation in Britain, they traveled EasyJet. Which doesn't even, you know, allocate seats and
yeah, it's a budget airline.
It's a budget airline, and when they went for their honeymoon in the Seychelles, well, they didn't go in the presidential suite. It was a nice villa, but it's the same sort of villa that everybody else in the hotel had.
And when they're in Canada, they got out and they played street hockey. You know, they participated in these things, which, you know, I was really going to ask you, is William a secret ingredient here? As you say, Charles, I mean, everyone can see he's a completely different kettle of fish than William, and his heart was with somebody else. But William, you know, by all accounts, I've got no into the inner sanctum of the royal family, but suggestion that he delayed the wedding for a long time because he was worried about the impact of all this on Kate, given what he'd seen his mother go through.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, they lived together, lived in sin, to use the old-fashioned expression, for 8 years, whereas, you know, Charles and Diana were really rushed into it by the pressure of the press and the family. No, I mean, they love living on their little cottage in this Welsh offshore island of Anglesey. On a Friday night, William will go down on the beach and play pick-up soccer with the local lads. Now, that's not something that you can ever imagine Charles doing. She goes to the supermarket and, oops, one of them forgot their credit card, so the other one had to help them. You know, they push their trolley. I mean, a lot of these things we don't know about because, fortunately, there's been an agreement between the press and the royal family that most of this life they lead shall not be covered.
They push their own trolleys. Can you believe it? That's Robert Lacey, a royal historian and author of the new book, A Brief Life of the Queen.